records go bang, zoom, straight to the moon. And yes, indeed, my little baboons, you are now tuned to CKUT Subterranean Jungle, where there's always a smelly, dirty, gritty garage full of rock and roll and noise, sure to whet the appetites of big beat-starved girls and boys. I'm Flipped Out, as usual, your jungle host, who for the following hour will bring you the most of terrific teen punk junk that's been sending the cats from coast to coast. Yup, it's guaranteed that you'll be getting even more than what you need in Fish's vinyl in the next little while. So don't you dare touch that dial. Nope, don't even lay a finger on it. Not until it's time for me to quit at midnight. Cause Flipped Out just wants to make your Tuesday end right. And now cued to kick off the show off in a way that's hardly out of sight are those wild and woolly rat wonders from San Francisco having themselves one garoovy go. The Mummies completely out of their trees ordering you to come on.
Oh,
Just fine. For the very last time, I'm walking out that door, because I sure as heck don't need you no more. Churning out some of their pulverizing punkabilly galore were the 5678s, those guitar-toting geisha girls out of Japan. And also on hand was another berserk band made up of frantic females, three voluptuous vixens known as the Trash Women, stating the date's on me. Baby, you've got your transistor radio dial stuck to CKUT 90.3, as well as that primordial garage rocking territory located way below this here stinking city, the subterranean jungle. I'm flipped out, the jungle's king, looking forward to making your delicate eardrums ring by having the maker sing, or snarl is actually a lot more like it, and they'll sure be taking a furious fit on a nasty 1993 number that will definitely not be for 10 years strictly around the block. It's entitled Ricky Ticky Talk, all yours for the digging once you get a load of a movie that ain't no way for a crock.
Listen to the sounds of hell and take a trip into a prison of nightmares.
It's worse than a prison here.
Chain gang women. A world where men and women live like animals. A motion picture as shocking as it is true. Don't miss Chain Gang Women. When you live like an animal, anything goes.
When you leave, take me with you.
A Crown International picture. Rated R.
Chain Gang Women, now playing at a theater or drive-in near you.
Come on. Marianne. I say, baby, don't you know?
Providing some primitive super-duper kicks were a snotty male singer and two cute and curvaceous chicknicks, collectively calling themselves the Subsonics. There they were, serving up a slice of searing slam-blam, all about a gorgeous girlie named Marianne. And I'm sure all you garage groovers in CKUT Radio Land know exactly who I am. Flipped Out, that's who. Informing you that it's presently and precisely 14 minutes past 11 here in the subterranean jungle, as I get ready to give you all a torrid taste of rude, lewd, and crude head coded. That's right, the absolutely fiendish Billy Childish and his fellow head coat blokes sure won't mean no joke when they rant and rave about hatred, ridicule, and contempt as soon as this year's sponsor makes certain your money gets very well spent. Yes, sirree, baby. Go dig those boss new Chevrolets at your Pontiac dealer without delay, okay?
Boss Radio.
Got me a job, working on the docks.
case of killer kinks, declaring gotta get the first plane home in 1966. And you also got a frenzy fix of the squares from France, certainly putting the ants in this year DJ's hip-hugging pants on account of the relatively recent raver of theirs, you won. And baby, there's positively no doubt that you're a bona fide winner. CKUT and me flipped out delivers the garage punk goodies. And what the subterranean jungle will next attack all L7 sensibilities with is a cut by a careening outfit known as the Masonics, causing a whole load of fear with the tune from this here year that will sound terrifyingly swell. The tension-filled melody, Earl of Hell. But first, this crazy combo has to cast its Coca-Cola spell.
Hey, it's the Little Easy Beats.
I went dancing on a Saturday night.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
to bow and eager to yell. That was the one and the only Arthur Lee on CKUT, fronting the group Love, an ultra-hip Sunset Strip bunch of garage nicks from Los Angeles, definitely intent on socking it to you with the gut-wrencher of a number entitled Stephanie Knows Who. I flipped out, now with more love ready to get through. Although that band could very well have been called Hate. In any case, they sure now won't hesitate, cranking up this here 1967 number that's incredibly great. So here's Love giving it all they got, putting you under a real shower of snot for this week's Subterranean Jungle Double Shot. A mean and lean reminder for this winter all about a bummer in the summer.
Well, I remember when you used to look so good, and I did everything that I possibly could for you. We used to ride around all over town, but they're putting you down for being around with me. But you can go ahead if you want to, cause I ain't got no papers on you. In the middle of the summer, I had a job in a plumber, just a fast motor ball. It was you who wanted to fall off. Walking along, honey, hand in hand, I'm thinking of your mama when you're thinking of another man. But you can go ahead if you want to, cause I ain't got no papers on you. No, I don't. I ain't got no papers on myself.
My dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, Nicotine, and the Temptations of Eve. No barking about a sewer sign, hot dog, my razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out. By my knees, sunshine through the shade. Nobody knows what it's all about. It's too much, man. Let it all hang out. Saw a man walking upside down. My TV's on the blink. Galileo looked like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night. Brain my numb, can't stop now. For sure ain't no doubt. Keep an open mind, let it all hang out. Baby up late, eating a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
Making it towards the sippity top of the mid-60s American pop crop by literally letting it all hang out were the hombres.
Hey, gringo, this is not Mexico, but the subterranean jungle on CKUT radio instead, as yours truly flipped out, keeps you very well fed with platters powerful enough to raise the dead. It's now 11:33 jungle time, and soon to tickle your fine spine will be Sweden's other side, taking us all on a rollicking punky rhythm and blues ride, coming off with all their harp and organ-driven might, shouting, out my light, immediately after you get hip to a brand of motor oil that's more than a little all right.
All you need to know about motor oil, it's Valvoline.
Yes, all you need to know about motor oil is, it's Valvoline. Because Valvoline is the high-performance motor oil that's race-proofed for your car.
All you need to know about motor oil, it's Valvoline.
We could say that Valvoline delivers the toughest defense against wear at high engine temperatures. And Valvoline extends life of bearings, cams, lifters, and other vital engine parts. But all we ask is that you remember this next time you change motor oil.
All you need to know about motor oil, it's Valvoline.
Durable
thinking,
and
your
where it's at,
one
that's in on every
page. The AM sound.
Big gal. Speak easy, drink easy, fall easy.
Won't you do together?
Number four.
Now number one.
with a brass British band from 1964 doing their chosen chore of satisfying many a hard-to-please mod. The appropriately named Riot Squad ordering Jump a Little. And before them, the Animals' lead blues belter, Eric Burton, were sure spewing out some spittle, accusing his no-good woman of cheating. Well, baby, you'll sure get no two-timing from me, because I'm completely committed to CKUT, spinning song upon scorching 60s punking song, with which you can never, ever go wrong. And following the forthcoming product plug, the Green Hornets will be blowing their brains to bits, meaning no jive, dishing out a delirious ditty of theirs from 1995. So get set to have a bona fide ball with the Green Hornets humdinger anytime at all.
I want to talk to you about Gillette. Especially you guys. If you're going to start shaving in the next 2 or 3 weeks, the next month or so, why don't you do it the right way? Remember what we tell you every night. Get yourself the Gillette blade. There is nothing that gets those whiskers off faster and cleaner. Now, when I say gets them off faster, I don't mean you have to rush through your shave. You know. No, no. Because shaving is a very important part of your day. After all, you're becoming a man, right? Right. Now, here's what you do. You get up in the morning, or if you're going out before a date, something like that, you know, you wash your face with soap and water, rinse it off, leave it wet. Then you get the shaving cream, and you put it all over your face. Now, put a lot of it on. You know, not too much, but a lot. And then you let it sit there. You don't shave right as soon as you put the shaving cream on. That's no good. You let it sit on your face a few minutes. Then take that Gillette razor. There is nothing that will get that beard off so quick as a Gillette razor blade. Look for it. Remember, the smoothest, finest shave you have ever had is a Gillette shave. Take it from me. And I've shaved off a lot of beard. You'll never have a finer shave than with a Gillette. Try it, will you?
Look sharp. Feel sharp. Be sharp.
Give you what you like. music, more music, more music, more music.
Message, baby. Those were the Prisoners from 1983 on CKUT, and those Medway modniks really had all it takes to please, advising you to get down on your knees and say your prayers tonight. A hip shaker that's completely, and I do mean completely, out of sight. I'm flipped out, and I can hardly wait to provide another pure piece of mod punk pulverization when Germany's ape men go off looking for action. And I better warn you that the ape men sure won't be monkeying around with their frenzied freak beat sound the second this here wiener gets rid of all sour pusses frowns.
Here's the American breed for partridge wieners.
Partridge is just behind my smile. That's why I eat partridge. Hot dogs, they're the top dogs I love. And you love them too. Partridge wieners are so much fun.
Them delicious partridge wieners are available at your local grocers.
Night. I'd even feel bad to read the music.
gotten incurably bent while listening to their crunching 1989 cover of Things She Says, originally cut by a combo called The In Crowd. Flipped out here, going at it like, wow, with this week's raving rhythm and punk-powered Subterranean Jungle broadcast. But seeing as how it's already 11:55, there's just enough time for the smoke to have a blast with a tune about a universal vagrant that's loud, furious, and fast. And that's one of tonight's last words on the sizzling stuff strutted by groovy garage rockin' birds.
Crazy. I love you, baby, but I ain't no use to me.
make tracks, but I'm already looking forward to spending mucho more of my wild wailing wax next Tuesday night at 11, when I'll continue to put you in trash rock heaven for my subterranean jungle platter pad. I'm flipped out, hoping that I've gotten you equally mad about 60s punk mayhem, but if not, it'll sure be a pleasure to soon try again. And so, until then, one final word of advice. Stay the heck away from the Squaresville radio that's strictly for snowballs from Kokomo, and instead stick to a show like this one, tailor-made to offer up a ton of frantic fun. But right now, I gotta run, cause I'm just about done. Like later, baby!
I mean, we're pissing out. I mean, we're pissed. I mean,